Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's your girl, Monique LeRae, and I'm here with some amazing people that I've actually known. I'm thinking I've known you 20 years.
Yeah, Sean. I think we're right at 20 years.
Oh, we're celebrating summer, our friendship anniversary.
It's like summer, 19, yeah, 20, yeah,
2000.
It's 2020. Oh, man. I mean, 2020.
Oh, my God. I haven't done anything for 20 years except for breathe. That's amazing.
It takes something to keep a friendship for 20 years, right?
I mean, right.
And it takes something.
And it's true. It takes something. And I think, first of all, you guys, I just want to say it's a beautiful day in Los Angeles. We are all excited about, the spring coming, right?
Yes.
I'm excited about life.
And life in general.
Like, it's Sunday and I get to be with you. Amazing humans. Are you kidding?
And look at our view, by the way.
Yeah.
So, you guys, I'm in the house with some amazing people that are going to be shaking up this whole year. 2020 is definitely their year. I've had the pleasure of meeting Chef Corey. Give Chef Corey some love, y'all. Chef Corey, tell everybody who you are and what you got going on.
I'm fabulous.
You are pretty fabulous. I just made you.
That's who I am. I'm fabulous.
Yes, you are.
Nothing else. No.
I love that.
That's what you do.
Well, let's see. I'm born in California, raised in Mexico, back in LA. Inspired my grandmother and my grandfather, my mom, to cook, and just kind of flourished from there and just keep on going, keep on doing it. I have an amazing partner who has pushed me to another level right now that's made me.
Oh.
You are pretty amazing.
Ian is in the house.
I like him. Yeah.
AKA at no first name.
No first name.
Incognito.
Okay.
That's amazing.
That's good.
Yeah, oh, that's great. So we started the salsa business and
I gotta interrupt. Corey's a massive, super famous chef who's downplaying who she is. Corey, I've eaten Corey's food so many times. I love her humility, and Corey's one of the most passionate and beautiful humans that I know. I got the pleasure of meeting her through Ian, one of my besties, who is her partner, as you guys say. They say that in Australia, so it's kind of cute.
Oh, don't you make fun of them because the married people with the partner.
No, the partner, no, it's cute.
Oh, because they don't have paperwork.
No, but Corey is like, they actually have legal paperwork. But what I love about Corey is her humility and her heart. And what's great about Corey is that she can walk into a room and either blend or dominate. And she gets to choose that every time I've been with her. I watch her vibrate on such a high level as like just being able to magnanimously step in a room and dominate. And I love that about you. So, you know, as a chef, as a friend, she's just a fucking best friend of mine who I love. But as a human, she's just great. Like, you just want to keep her.
Well, you should keep your friends.
Yeah, I'm going to keep her.
And by the way, who the hell are you? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sean Antonio.
Hello.
And if you're from Los Angeles, you know this guy. He probably recruited you on Fifth Wheel. He got you laid on Blind Date. Speaking of startups.
Oh, man.
We met each other in the reality van.
Yeah.
Right? Hustling these streets to get dates for people.
Yeah. Just to wrap up Corey real quick.
Corey, go back to Corey. My hype man here. We're not done with you,
Corey. Corey's also an amazing chef, but her food and great, and she's got some great stuff going on this year in 2020. We've all decided, Ian, myself, and Corey have decided this year that this is our year. We're making it our bitch. So this year's our bitch, so we're doing that. So that's what's happening in this room. So I know Monique LeRae is a part of that too, so she's joined the bitch crew. That's who we are, right?
Oh.
I just made that up right now.
Write that down.
Write that down. So, notes. Ian, you're So yeah, guys, hi, I'm Sean Antonio. So
I mean, the life of the party, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, Chef Corey, I felt like, you know, it kind of came together naturally because I think I asked you to be on the show first.
Yes, you did.
And then we had a conversation about some stuff. And then you came in the conversation. I'm like, well, I know that synergy is going to be great. Oh, y'all get in the room.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The trifecta.
TNT,
the bitch trifecta. How do we include Alicia in this? Alicia is his queen, his Australian unicorn.
Alicia.
So now you're a quad.
I'm a quad. And I'll show you guys Alicia's books later, more of that later, but these are my wife's books. She wrote this book called Sometimes I Drift Away, and she wrote this book called The Land of Nod. And these are books that are amazing. One is a sleep story, and one is a story for depressives and people dealing with how they are different in the world. So these are her books, but I'll talk more about that later. But back to me for focus, right?
Yeah. So, well, so Sean Antonio, you know, we started off in the casting world, and we're trying to find our way. Then you went into the influencer space in the nightlife world, and you know Sam Rima and all of our LA cats. But you're originally from Miami by way of where?
Well, Panama. So I was born in Brooklyn, New York, but raised in Panama. So I'm Panamanian and Dutch. My family's the funny part is today my mom is in Aruba and my dad's in Panama. For the first time ever in my life, my parents are in the countries that I've never been in since I've been on this planet.
Wow.
So 45 years later, my parents haven't been in their countries since 1968 at the same time.
Well, they're probably revisiting their options because this thing is happening.
So yeah, I came from Miami. So I fell into nightlife. So I met Monique when I was just figuring out after I retired. I was a choreographer, a dancer for 12 years. I had my own dance company. I did stuff in Miami and New York for a long time. So I danced with some great people and I was on MTV's The Grind for a bit. Yes, I was that guy.
Okay.
When I had hair, I had blonde hair and I was dancing with all types of cool monsters out there. And,
did you say blonde hair?
I had blonde hair. I'm going to show you pictures. That's blonde, amazing. Red, purple, yellow. I had dyed hair for about 5-6 years. I had pictures. Amazing. We had so much fun.
Of course
you
do.
It's amazing.
Of course he does.
Moved to LA and then fell into the casting world by our friend James Dubose, who came to one of my nightclubs, Garden of Eden. May it rest in peace. One of the nightclubs that was like epic in Hollywood. Garden of Eden was the best place, right? So we went there, and one night, this guy walked up to us and asked me, he's like, hey, man, you work here? I'm like, yeah, I'm one of the promoters. I host this night. And this guy, James Dubose, goes, hey, I'm the producer of this TV show called Blind Date. He's like, you should come in and like work with us and cast some people. I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, put people from your nightclub on the show. I'm like, oh, that sounds fun. But then I went in and all of a sudden, organically, it fell into me working with them. And it became this awesome thing. And I met Monique back then.
I mean.
Wow. And we did Blind Date. You said, okay, so you did Blind Date, Chains Fifth Wheel, Rendezvous, Chains of Heart, Chains of Love, Dismissed.
Lover or Loser was my first one with Sam Rima. Shout out to Sam Rima.
Sam Rima, rock and roll, brother.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So we casted back then. So what I did, which you might not know this, I took all my nightclub goers, because back then I was working at a place called Barfly, Foundation Room, the House of Blues, Garden of Eden, a bunch of places. I took my people from my nightlife and put them on the show.
That's so smart, though, because
I
remember
the show. Yeah. I put them in nightlife. It was brilliant.
But that's what you want to do. Speaking of, because it is called the startup, and every time you get on a new show, you're starting up. You get a piece of paper, and they're like, "Go find us a blonde and whatever in Missouri."
Yeah,
but every time you're starting up, and you married those two worlds together, which is very genius.
It worked. It was
maximize
awesome.
Your time.
Yeah, I was doing about 125,000 people through my like world back then. Wow. And getting all these people into my nightclubs and built up a really successful nightlife career. So I was one of the godfathers of nightlife for about 16 years here in LA. And
you
expanded
have that
to
tramp
Vegas.
Stamp?
It total tramp stamp. Look at the album.
Godfather of nightclubs.
Target on the back.
There's actually a nice little crew of us who have matching tramps. No, I'm just kidding.
Enter if
just
you
kidding.
Dare. So now we're going to get back to you. We're going to go back and forth. Now, Chef Corey, what you got here? You guys, she brought us some visuals for you. If you're watching on Facebook and you're streaming, can you hold it up? That's a habanero. What's that?
It's actually a chili manzano.
Okay.
So a bell pepper and a habanero had a hot night.
Ooh. Ooh.
This is the chili they would create.
I love a hot night.
So it's got that heat night. That you
hot
like.
Night.
Welcome.
But a little bit of sweet. Yeah. So it's got hot and sweet.
Can we taste it?
Of course. I brought tamales. I'm sorry I didn't make them. I normally would, but we were on.
No, you're
She's
on
Mexican.
The road.
Of course, she brought tamales.
Okay, I'm off the meat, but I can still have some of the corn, right?
Yeah. I've never heard you say you're off of meat. Okay. Never.
I'm off.
She's
meat,
off the meat that gains weight. Not that.
Oh, not real meat. That was weird. I was like, off the meat. We're talking about food.
Okay, good. Let's dip it. Let's just do it in real time because you said it's kind of fiery with a little.
It's got a little fire, but it's got some sweet to it.
Ooh.
Ooh,
yeah.
The best reaction. Ooh.
Son of
I'm sorry. I'm a fat kid on the inside.
That's amazing.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
Did you taste this?
I chug that in the mornings. That's my like toothpaste.
What do you do for prep, Tom?
It's just the Spanish in me that's my jam. I have a lifetime subscription, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, this is amazing.
I love that stuff. Yeah.
Well, let's dive into it, and we're gonna get back to you. Because we've got more sauces and we want to talk about your brand and what you're curating and how you're starting up. Maybe you can inspire that future chef out there.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Antonio, you guys, he is the powerhouse. So you've cultivated this casting nightclub world and you've kind of turned it on its back and you've leveraged a self-help, love, guidance, energy. You took that energy from that life, and then you kind of put it into some secret sauce. What did you
do? Organically, I started in my years of being in nightlife. I saw so many successful people, quote unquote, be not happy. You know, having all the A-list things and cars and houses and girls and the things that you would deem as successful. I started seeing people not be happy about their success, and I wondered why. Mm-hmm. So I fell into falling in love with studying, you know, people's, you know, spiritual behaviors and all that good stuff, and human ontology and psychology books. And I realized that I had access to changing people, meaning giving them access to their lives. Mm-hmm. So 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, actually 8 years ago, I started my own company, Live Out Loud Consulting, about helping people find their way, like just find their way. Then about 3 years ago, I shifted it into SA Inc., which is my current company now. SA Inc.
And, it's got to play on words, right? Because saw means something when you meditate,
Wusa is a Buddhist, right? Wusa. But then it's funny because my wife is Alicia and I'm Sean, so it's S-A-I-N-Q, SA Inc. So it's our LLC. But
oh, how cute.
My company.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah,
I'm so cute.
So I fell in love with this thing called life coaching, and I heard what you had to do to become a life coach. So I went and did that. And
what
studied
was that? You had to go in the mountains?
Go to mountains for like 155 days and not talk. No, just kidding.
Eat flowers.
And grasshoppers.
Yeah.
No, we're not making fun of you, life coaches. We're having fun with it.
But many of you life coaches out there, people who are in my world, you have to do a lot of work personally. So I had to deal with all my demons.
Oh,
I had to deal with all my stuff, all my insecurities, all my stuff that stopped me to be able to even become a life coach. And then learn what it was to be that and do that. And create my own brand. It was confrontingly fun, right?
Like, but that's when we want to put a pin in real quick, because that's the first step, and that's the step that usually knocks everybody out of contention, right?
You know what? A lot of people tap out. I know a lot of life coaches that have tapped out, that wanted to become a life coach, but tapped out because they dealt with too much stuff they didn't want to deal with. So they just said, fuck it, well, I'm out.
Done.
So yes, that's the first step.
Yeah.
And the second step is just designing who you're going to be, what your voice is.
Okay, what is your voice, Saw?
This thing. Let me call me Saw. So I wrote two books, one called Be the Beast You Are, Be the Beast You Are over here, and this one called Having Amazing Relationships. It's within the Fire series.
Ooh.
You find me
fire.
The Fire like series. That, yeah, the Fire, right? So the Fire series is designed to give you the tools. These books are like almost like tools.
Yeah.
To give you the access to live the best lives you are. That so in the Fire series, I give people access to being the beast you are, which means unleashing your true self to the world. Like just doing that. So this is a guide to actually get you to that point in your life and live like that all the time.
What does that mean, though? Because, like, if you want to unleash your real self to the world, don't you? I mean, we're all from LA. Come on. You want to keep a little something to yourself, right? I mean, transparency without giving it at all.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe that's not what I'm saying about it. What I'm saying about it is actually being responsible for living at your truth at all times.
Got it.
Meaning living at your true potential. So people don't say that thing like, oh my God, you have so much potential. Someday you'll be great. No, like being that potential all the fucking
time. Someday, but just not now. Not today.
Right?
Not today.
You're this terrible. Is like a step-by-step. Today you're just kind of average.
Yeah.
But tomorrow you'll be
better. You did not
tomorrow?
Get to get in front of the
why
line.
Are we? Oh, we're Valley Girls because we're in the Valley.
Shout out.
Hey, bitches. So. Yeah, so in the first
we
book,
love everybody, by the way.
We do. Yes. We're just being assholes because we're us. But
it's Sunday.
It is a Sunday.
Jesus will forgive us.
He has forgiven me already.
Yeah.
But and Be the Beast You Are is just about really getting to the source of what you're all about and living in that fire at all times. And you know that those moments where you're in your most zone, you're just like zoned in. Mm-hmm. That's the book that gives you that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Having Amazing Relationships is about all your relationships being delicious and epic and connected and awesome and like all the time. So every single place you find yourself in, whether it's mom and dad or best friends or coworkers or romantic relationships, love. I actually coach most people on love. That's my biggest thing.
So you took the nightlife people and you're like, all right, that's a nice Lamborghini. Now park that shit and let's talk about love.
Yeah.
Like, get your respect. Put the coke away.
Honestly,
and let's talk about love.
Yes, I've been around a lot of moments like that where there's a mountain of cocaine in front of me and this guy's just snorting it up. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? He's like, I'm just like, you're vanishing, man. Like, you're just not dealing with your life. What is that? Like, it's a good escape. I'm like, that's not going to work out well for you. It's not going
to
work out well for you, right? Is it something on my mustache?
Yeah. No, I was checking my mustache. So.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get to wax.
You do have a nice mustache.
I didn't fit last night, guys. It's time to wax.
But no, it actually organically, friends of mine just started fixing their lives based on advice of mine. And I was back in deep days in 2003 and 2004. And
wow.
They're like, Sean, you're good at advice. I'm like, ooh, okay. Let me figure out what that could be. I don't want to make money off of it. I just want people's lives to work.
Well, they say that when people keep telling you something good or bad, you need to look at it. So if they're like, you're really funny or you're really great or you're kind of depressing, you need to look at that. And maybe you took a look and you...
I call it the rule of three.
And you harnessed it.
Yes. If you hear something three times, it's worth looking at it.
Yes.
Because the first time you look at it, somebody says something, oh, Ian, you know, you're really good at like, you know, being a fireman.
Yeah.
Awesome. Ian, you're really going to be like, if you hear something enough times, you're like, okay, well, maybe I should look at that good or bad. You're right. Like, if I'm always heavy and talking shit, and why is that? Mm-hmm. So you got to question that. And that's one of the biggest things I deal with people. Like, if something comes up constantly for you, you got to look at it, because then the other side of that is your life.
Yeah.
And that's where I go. Like, yeah, I mean, what do you want your life to look like? You know?
That's great. So you go where people don't want to go. And if paired with Chef Corey's cuisine, things could really get done.
They can get spicy.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, more fire to it.
What are you excited about, Chef Corey, these days, that you're perfecting any new sauces? Are you looking to launch any brands? Like, what exactly are you aiming for
so
this 2020?
So we are starting Mama Corey Salsa.
Yeah.
So we're starting that right now. And
K-O-R-I.
K-O-R-I could be different. You know. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. So we're starting these two right now just to kind of start. And then I'm working on some, like, marinades and some barbecue sauces, dry rubs, chimichurri, stuff like that. Only because, I mean, everybody eats, everybody enjoys food, but not everybody can cook, which I get. And I'm not hating on people who can't. Right. But there are tools like my salsas or my rubs or whatever that can actually enhance.
Where did you go to school to learn how to cook?
My grandmother's kitchen.
Okay.
Awesome.
Right there.
Right there. Oh, yeah, right there.
I
was at the top of my class.
It's
true. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, where did she learn how to cook? It's just homegrown, right?
Yeah. Yep, it is. I mean, my grandfather, may he rest in peace, he was the executive chef of the Brown Derby and the Moulin Rouge back in the 50s and 40s.
Here in L.A.?
Yeah, here in L.A. Brown
Derby, yeah. Okay, yeah, very cool.
LA. We're taking it all the way back.
All the way back.
Swingers.
All the way back.
The movie Swingers was shot at the Brown Derby.
Yep.
In part of it. That's awesome.
Yep. My grandmother, beautiful woman, raised all her kids off of Norm's waitress salary out there in Hollywood.
Oh, awesome.
30 years. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I come from a very, very long line of people in the kitchen. My mom, she, to be honest, as much as we fight and yell and scream, I love that woman to death. She's been in a wheelchair my entire life.
Oh, okay.
Freak, mysterious accident. No one knows what happened. She just went from being extremely healthy to, oh, now you're paralyzed.
What?
Deal with that.
Wow. Where do they do that at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently they do that.
Apparently it happens.
Apparently in Orange County. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Did something happen? Not to delve too deep. Did she have a procedure?
No, we didn't go deep. That's okay.
Go deep. I like it deep.
So I like it. Oh, God, you guys. The startup. Monique Lorraine. It's about business. We're going to take always bring it back central. To business. So let's see. What's this sauce?
Can you the green salsa is like a tomatillo-based salsa.
I love that. So I'm getting into there.
Get into
Let's get into it.
Yeah, that's like you put on your eggs, you put on your tacos. You
that
know,
is
you
real
throw
fabulous.
Anything. This one on the red one I use for like my hot wings, spice up that burrito, you know, whatever. So
I'm going back to the green, y'all.
I haven't told Ian this yet.
Uh-oh, there's a revelation on the startup.
Uh-oh. But I have named my two salsas.
Ooh.
Yes, I have names for
that. It's an exclusive. Let's do it.
It's an exclusive. So I haven't told anybody this. This is the first time.
Okay, what's this one?
That one is called Lupe.
Lupe.
My grandmother.
Oh.
Aww.
That is Rose.
Hey, Rose.
His grandmother.
What? Oh,
yes.
No.
So, it's love, you guys. It's love.
I was so told myself I'm not going to cry.
It's love, you guys. What's your grandmother's name?
My grandma. I have two grandma. Alicia. Alicia.
Wow.
Yeah, so,
that's like a crazy
next
moment.
Level. How next level. Happen? My grandmother's French on my mom's side, and she's Alicia, French, and it's spelled A-L-E-A-C-E, Alicia. And my wife's Alicia.
That's
and it's
insanity.
It just fucking worked out that way.
No kidding.
It's amazing. So, and then my other grandmother's Doreen. She's the Ethiopian Spaniard grandmother from Panama. And
you need to get some of these recipes in those situations. I mean, you don't have to.
Those women taught me so much. Like, by the way, shout out to every woman walking this planet. You are amazing.
All you women.
Like, what you women do for the world and who you are and creating human beings inside of you. Like, I still get mind blown by my wife producing our daughter, Viva. It's just mind-blowing. But I just want to acknowledge what's happening with the movement of women right now. I support you, ladies. Like, come to me. I'm here. I'm in your corner. Like, anything I can do to assist in what you're up to, I'm in.
Because
I think it's miraculous that finally the world is allowing women to be who they truly are.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, why is it taking hundreds of years for women to be able to have a voice?
Well, we made dudes. We made you.
You
dudes.
Made us, right?
We're
you
guys so dope. We made dudes. You made
dudes. That should be like your own private gang. We're so dope. We make dudes.
I mean,
we've started all types of companies today. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, guys, don't try because we're going to call LegalZoom after this. All right, getting this train back on track. Tell us where we can find you. I'd like to just pause in the middle of the show and give everybody's handles out and where they can find you if they want to book your services or products.
Ladies first, please.
Well, because we're just starting off our little company right now, so it's just starting to launch.
This is the startup?
Yes, this is the startup. Mm-hmm. I am on Instagram, Chef Corey LA. Mm-hmm. So look me up there. I
Can
do
you
do
spell it,
private
Chef
events.
Corey?
Chef Corey, Chef Corila. Mm-hmm. So find me up on Instagram, look me up. I'm more than happy to help out with, you know, menu ideas or special events, weddings, whatever. I do meal prep for some friends as well. I currently work with a family in Beverly Hills when they come down from New York. I've dealt with athletes.
You do all the special diets that everybody's doing, the paleo and the...
I swear to Jesus. They're going to have one more damn diet.
EFG.
Diet. Funny.
Yeah. I can only breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
You can't eat brie on Tuesday.
And I can only eat ice every other hour.
That's funny.
That's interesting, yeah.
But yeah, they have all these diets. I'm just like...
Like, yeah.
Bitch, just get on a treadmill once in a while. That's all you gotta do.
That's her next book, guys. That's the next book.
Bitch, get on a treadmill.
What about you, Sean? Where can we find you?
You guys can find me at... Oh, go ahead. Please, Corey.
And you have Mama Corey Salsa on the IG.
Oh, that's right. Mama Corey Salsa. Thank you, Caesar.
Mama Corey Salsa. Is it M-A-M-A? M-A-M-A-K-O-R-I Salsa?
Yes.
Oh, you have that on the... We can order it on the web.
Amazing. I know how to spell. I went to school.
Wait a minute. Let me get this clear. What did you say it again so we didn't hear, and then we're going to go back to you. Say it again.
Mama Corey Salsa.
.com?
No, on Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah. The IG.
And then where can we find you?
So I'm at the Fire Series. So it's at the THEFIRE Series at Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I post Monday through Friday daily inspirational quotes with music to it to inspire you.
Oh.
I also send out a daily email to my mailing list called The Daily Dose of Awesome. And everybody gets a daily dose of awesome every morning around 8 or 9, between 8 and 9 a.m. So on your way to work or wherever you're going, you wake up and that thing just reminds you of who to be. So it's like really unique messages geared towards inspiring you to wake the fuck up every day. So at the Fire Series, you can reach out to me. My service is bookable there too. I have an online school as well. You can find my online school in my IG.
That's
I have
awesome.
Five courses in my online school. That just one is called Reset Your World, and there's many more about shifting your world. So some are free, some cost money, but my goal is to just make sure everybody's happy in this lifetime.
Yeah. Tell us,
to
tell
be
us,
the beast that you are.
And be the beast you are.
Oh, don't forget your grinder.
Oh, yeah.
Handle.
That's the other show I want. So these are my books,
guys. He's got a knife life.
They're available on Amazon. I'm about to write my third book. I'm taking submissions, guys. So if anybody wants to suggest my third book, what titles you want me to create, I'm starting March 1st to write it. So you can check me out at the Fire Series and say, Sean, what write a book about this? Because I'm writing 11 books within the Fire Series.
That's good. Why the number 11? Is that the alignment number?
11 is when my grandmother Doreen died.
And it's the alignment number, you know.
And it's the alignment number. And my other grandmother, Alicia, died on 11-11. So
that's insanity.
11 books. So all that being said, so you can find me at the Fire Series. Check in. I coach people worldwide. I coach via however you want to do it. I've coached people poolside. I've coached them in all types of interesting scenarios. I've done all types. I'm going to leave it there. But my goal is to whoever hires me is to be as useless as possible as soon as possible as your life coach. So get your life so on track so fast that you don't need to call me for that anymore. That's it.
Nice.
Wow. That's good because, you know, let's go deeper into the building of your brands, right? Because people that watch my show or listen to my show are starting up. They're like, let me get a logo. Okay. Let me get LegalZoom. Let me get Vistaprint.com, whatever we're doing. And let me figure out what my brand is. So what advice or what tools would you share with someone that's in that startup phase of their brand from what you've learned?
Please, Corey.
So I, as an artist, I know what I'm good at. And I know where my weaknesses are and my good sides are. And I, like I said, I'm very fortunate to have a partner, not only in life and in business. I have someone who is savvy on that end. Mm-hmm. I'm not a business person. So I don't know. And I'm not going to be stupid enough and be like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I know this. I can do it on my own. I don't need anybody.
Right.
You do need somebody.
Yeah.
And you need to have either you pay someone to help you or you have that one person who's not going to take your idea and be like, bye. You know, so I mean, it's one of the things. I'm in the kitchen. This is my zone. This is my territory. Mm-hmm. Your territory is out there. The logo, the design, the business, the finding, you know, connections and all that stuff. So you really have to go into a business. Mm-hmm. Don't be dumb. You don't know everything.
Yeah.
And you won't know everything.
Humility.
You need to have someone to say, hey, this is what you need. This logo looks good. And take that criticism.
Yep.
Because you're not perfect. You're not going to have, I might be like, oh, I want flowers and butterflies in my logo. Everybody's like, it's not going to sell.
It's garbage.
You have to listen to what the professionals, you know,
yeah.
That's what they're there for. They're not there just because whatever. They're there because they went through all those.
Yeah.
And you got to listen to everybody.
So your advice is to definitely put people around you that if you don't know it, they don't.
Figure
it
out. Yeah. Find someone and listen to the criticism. And the criticism is only going to make you stronger. They're not there to put you down.
Yep.
It's positive. You know, if, hey, your salsa sucks today, cool.
It does not suck.
I'm going to throw it out and make something better, you know?
You notice how much I'm not eating it so I can just chug it later? Just
leave it right now. Hey, I'm chugging it.
Leave it.
Give me a straw.
So to jump on Corey's back on that one, it's like, that's what you got to do. I mean, over my years of being in my choreography company, my dance company, my events company, and now my life coaching company, my wife, she's the man. She's the man behind the man. She actually is like, so what we got clear about is, and everything I've ever seen be successful in my lifetime is finding the right people that see the vision that you see. Mm-hmm. Not only see the vision that you see, but have a skill set you don't have.
Yeah.
And then empowering them to use that skill set to the max. Give them complete freedom to fly.
Okay.
Like my mentor, Suk Sung, may he rest in peace. He passed away. He was one of my guys who said, Sean, I'm going to show you how to do this. And then you make it your own. And I made it my own. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's finding those people that really get your vision and also doing the fucking work. And if you, like, that's the biggest thing. As an entrepreneur, I've been an entrepreneur for most of my life. If you don't do the work and actually have a discipline and a self-motivation and the ability to have a structure, huge systems and structures. If you don't have systems in place, structures and self-motivation and discipline, those are my four keys. If you don't have those things in your life, you will fail at anything you do.
It's true. You have to You have to self-motivate.
You have to.
Don't go out. You got to stay and do that email or you got to stay.
Yep. And if you, and you got to make sacrifices. Like for me going from throwing 8 events a week, some weeks, to not going out at all right now. Like I go out once a month right now. That's my limitation I put on myself. Maybe once or twice a month I go out. A guy who used
to shake your legs out.
Just to get, because I'm a social being, just to fly for a bit, right?
Yeah.
And in those nights, I usually call up Cornita. I'm like, hey guys, I'm going out tonight. Come join me. Yeah, see you there. To Shelby. Chad, love you. Shelby. Hey. LA, WeHo, awesome. But,
Shout out.
But it really is a discipline, man. I get that every time I've ever failed in life, it's because I lack discipline and the vision. And actually listening to my gut and my intuition. That's another big thing, guys. For everybody out there watching and listening right now, you got to check in with your gut. Don't listen to anybody's, I call it paparazzi, their negativity or bullshit or anything they don't believe in. Like, think about anybody who's ever made it in life. The Steve Jobs, the Bill Gates, all the people who've done it, you know, fucking name it, you know, SpaceX. We got everybody who's done it, right? Those people were relentless. Yeah. That's who I am. That's
what
we were talking
about. You have to be unreasonable about it.
You have to be unreasonable. You have to see your true vision. You have to do everything to get there. Never stop. Give yourself time to acknowledge yourself and grow and breathe.
Absolutely.
Right. But trust yourself.
Because it's yours.
It's yours.
Nobody else is doing it except for you. And if you don't do it yourself, then how can you expect anybody else to do it for you?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's also important that you need to be able to let go if something isn't working for you.
Well, attachment. I'm glad you said that because you tapped into that. And I had a guest, Lainey Strauss. She's a producer friend of mine. And she said, make your mistakes cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to let things go early.
Yep.
Because holding on, I've seen it on Shark Tank when they're like, this ain't going to work. But we can tell you how it will work. And this is the money we will give you. And the person's just holding on. And they're not listening to the people that will go where the energy is.
Yeah.
Right? Or if you have someone in your company that's just not pulling that weight, you know what? I love you. You're great. You're my best friend. But you're just not working for what I need.
Yep.
You don't have my vision.
Yep.
Love you.
Yep.
You're going to hate me for a minute, but you know what?
Bye.
Cut.
Yeah.
Cut.
Yeah. You got to be, and I love that.
Yeah,
being unattached to that thing.
You
that's a big
to.
Thing as humans. I coach a lot of people that the law of detachment is something I learned through Deepak Chopra, and I'm studying that now. Learning how to be unattached to anything that you think is yours. Letting go of it and letting it be what it is, like really, you know, like, and she's right about that. Like, being,
I mean, you just named a salsa rose. What's happening over here? Playing with my heart.
Yeah, you got to be strong enough to like not let anything, you know, mess with you. And something I'm doing right now, and I invite everybody listening to take this on. My wife and I are in this new campaign because I tattoo all my mantras on myself. I have a tattoo that says "Never settle." I have one that says "Trust yourself." And every day I see them. Right, but my new thing is everything in your life. Raising your vibration or lowering your vibration? And the funny part is we're in here with Sheena Metal, who has her own show about raising vibration. So for me, we're looking at every conscious decision and choice we make every day. Is it lowering or raising who we are?
Yeah.
Period. Every day. And it's been brilliant. I've been doing it for 2 weeks and 2 days now. I started February 1st. So 16 days.
It keeps it clear.
It keeps your day clear. Yeah. It's like, and you just have to look at, and where are you letting fear govern your life?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you letting self-doubt and lack of confidence or follow through or what you don't know? Because we tap out as humans, which is something we all do. When we don't know something, we go,
oh yeah.
And we shrink.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. So find the right people that know what they're doing, or go educate yourself and fucking do it and commit.
And you know what? You're not gonna succeed perfectly. You're not gonna make millions of the first try.
Nope. Yeah.
You're gonna fail.
Nope.
You're gonna lose money. You're gonna have those nights. You know, you're crying yourself to sleep when you box wine in your car.
Yep.
You know, you're gonna have those.
You're not supposed to tell anyone about the box wine. Hey,
that's in Australia. In Australia, box
wine. I got wine partners in Napa now. You gotta.
We've all had those moments. You know.
Can you tell me about the straw too?
Pop it in like a little juice box. But you're gonna have those moments. You are. You're gonna fail miserably.
You don't want to tap out. You don't want to give up.
You can't.
But you can't.
But you have to remember that your failures are the things that are going to make you.
Yeah.
Because you have to fail in order to make everything more sweet. It's like,
oh,
you know what? And if you don't learn from every single failure, every single thing that goes wrong, you're making them a mistake.
Yep.
You're fucking up.
I love that point.
Yeah.
Because not everybody will join you, by the way.
Nope.
They're going to see it and go, oh, I can't hang with her. You know, and that's okay. And it's going to be lonely as fuck.
Yep.
And you have to be okay with it being lonely and trust it. Because, you know, I had a love expert here, Nicole Moore. She said, the reason why you've got that vibe to do it, that call to do it, is coming from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to trust where that's coming from.
Yeah, totally.
I like
it's there for a reason.
And that's how you become an expert, is failing all the time.
All the time.
That's the only way I became an expert in my field, is by failing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well,
you've got to fail.
We all just get up and start walking when we were born.
Right.
We had to crawl, we fell, we stumbled, you know, and it's just the way life is. And I've always had a firm belief, easy money always goes easy.
Okay.
Hard money sticks with you because it takes all that time and energy to get it.
That's
and
good.
Now that you've got it, you're not going to go and blow it off on some stupid stuff. You're going to be smart about it and be like, all right, this took me a minute to get, so I'm going to hold on to this.
Yeah.
You guys, we have a call. You want to hold on for a minute?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, this is Monique LeRae and the startup. How's it going?
I'm well. How are you doing, Monique?
Wonderful. So tell us your name and tell us a little bit about your brand.
My name is Dorian Roberts, and my brand is Lucky Gent, and we are an Oakland-based men's bespoke apparel company.
Oh, cool.
We love that.
We have accessories.
Oh, Dorian, you're breaking up, but just in case you guys didn't hear it, Lucky Gent, he just rolled this
Lucky
out.
Lucky Gent, a bespoke men's apparel company?
Yeah, Lucky Gent.
Cool.
And we just featured some of his stuff at the Oscars Gifting Suite last
week. Oh, cool, cool.
Oh, wow.
So I forgot that he was calling in, and I'm glad he did. Tell us, can you hear us there, Dorian?
Yes, I can.
Okay. We were just touching with the group here today. We're just touching about, you know, the grit of the business. And can you share with us real briefly what you've gone through in your startup and any advice for those entrepreneurs out there?
It's been challenging and rewarding being a startup, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there is the satisfaction of seeing your apparel out and people talking about your apparel and, you know, doing some of the things that are going to brand be able to grow. And some of the challenging things are always with a startup is always going to be, you know, about funding and also making sure that you're heading in the right direction. In addition to the challenges that come with competing with, you know, other apparel lines. And so
that's
those are
true.
Some of the things I've seen early on.
Yeah, no, and so tell everybody, by the way, you know, you're starting to level it up, and we're going to do more stuff around Hollywood with Lucky Gent. Where can people find you? Where can they locate your brand?
Right now, they can find me on Instagram at Gent Lucky.
Nice.
I'm not going to have a website launch until early June.
Okay. Yeah.
And
cool.
So right now I'm working with somebody to get that together so we can launch.
Cool.
We
see
well.
It. Got
Let's
it.
Hold it up to the Facebook Live. Our friend here, Ian, did that for us. We're holding it up to everyone on Facebook so they can
Gent
see.
Lucky.
Gent Lucky.
Thank you, Dorian.
Dorian's in the house. You guys, if you want, you know.
Can I ask Dorian a question?
Yeah, go for it.
So Dorian, what's your most, by the way, nice to meet you. I'm Sean. Hey. So, hi.
Hey, Sean.
So Dorian, question. So what is, because I've launched a bunch of brands. Shout out to Kid Dangerous, Girl Dangerous, a bunch of bands, 5-4. I've launched a bunch of huge, you know, brands out there in the world. So my question to you is, what was your biggest surmountable thing, like the thing that most stopped you, were like, I'm just gonna push through that? Because that's what I think for myself, for Corey, for Ian, who've all had companies, have companies. What was your biggest thing you had to jump over yourself to get to where you are right now?
You know, I think it's probably just the confidence in saying, I know what I'm doing. I have a great idea, and just being able to, you know, to be able to believe in yourself I think that's the biggest thing with doing anything that's on your own, whether it be art, entertainment, whether it be fashion, having that confidence in your ability and what you're doing.
I love that.
That's great.
I know that I can do this and get it out.
That's great. So, I love it. Thanks, Torin.
Awesome. And it's good that you go there because there is psychology behind
psychology.
It. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I know that Doran is passionate about his fabrics and super obsessed with the highest of quality. Mm. You guys check him out, and you're going to see a lot more of his stuff on our red carpets, hopefully, in our gift suites. Thank you so much, Doran, for calling in.
Nice to meet you, Doran. See you, brother. We'll be following you soon.
I mean, how fun is that?
That's great.
We're going to have another caller in a minute. I'm glad that someone's running this train.
We're actually pretty responsible, I got to say. We're not like getting too crazy. Not too much sex.
This is still .com, damn it. But let's talk about that. Like having the partners. You guys both have great partners to balance out the energy. What about that single entrepreneur that's like, I don't have time, and they want the balance in their entrepreneurship?
I got that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
So here's what happens when you're single and you're practicing becoming an entrepreneur. You got to get responsible for some kind of why. Like in a lot of life coaches, Tony Robbins, a bunch of us out there say, like, what's your why? Why are you doing this? Like for me, my why is to change the world, to have everybody in your life live. I want to have empty cemeteries. That's my why. I want to put this in the funeral business. Sorry, guys, people who I know in the business. I want to put you out of business because I want people to be so fulfilled that they live to their utmost opportunity. So you got to discover, like, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? And what's your purpose? And that's a big thing I've been coaching people on a lot lately too, like finding out your purpose, like finding out why you're doing what you're doing. And the singleness, you know what? As single people, you have more time. Yeah. You just got to learn to manage your time. You don't have, and if you have dogs and cats, rock and roll. Pets are cool. They're family. I get that. I've had pets my whole life. But if you don't have kids or a partner to be responsible for, focus on what's the one thing you can do every day on a personal and professional level. That's something I've been doing this year with my clients is like, do one thing a month, personally and professionally, that's going to elevate your game. Whether it's reading a book or exercising more or whatever it is, that's going to sharpen your human, right? So when you're single, create a structure. Like I have one of my amazing clients I coach. I made him go get a big ass whiteboard. His whiteboard is right next to his bed. So he wakes up in the morning, rolls over, alarm goes off. He sees his week. And every day he goes, cool, that's today. Boom, Monday, that's tomorrow. And he gets to like check, erase this, add. And he has his like social activities. He has what he wants to do. He has goals. And he crushed his January. He crushed his January.
That's a great book, by the way, by Gary Vee. Crush It.
Gary Vee, I look forward to connecting with you. We've talked online a couple times, but man, look forward to connecting with you. But long story short about that is when you're single, you have opportunity and excuses. Opportunity and excuses.
I don't know if I agree with that. I like what you're saying, but when you're single, I don't know if you have more time.
Well, why not? It's about time management.
We're talking about single entrepreneurs, right?
But it's also about what are your priorities? Prioritizing where you spend your money, your time, your energy. That's it. We all have the same amount of time, energy, and money, hopefully, right? Yep. So it's all about designing, which is something I kind of tell people. I'm like, I'm not your life coach. I'm your designer. I'm your life designer.
Hey, Panda.
So we design.
Panda. Hey, how's that go? Panda.
So, you know, design your life to win. Wreck. Like, design your life. You're not a wreck. You're awesome.
Love you.
Designing your life such that you get to that goal as fast as possible. Like, prove to yourself you can get to that goal. Like, I'm all about, for the past couple of years of coaching, is getting all my clients to write down their bucket list and start knocking it down now. Like not till they're 65.
Bucket list would be great.
Business, personal, I don't care.
You have what a startup bucket list.
Startup bucket list. That's a huge one. A startup bucket list.
Write that down, Ian.
Like literally, sit down.
Take it out.
And do your milestones. Do your like wins. Like, okay, this month I'm doing this for my business. And this month I'm doing, and that's it. It takes.
And that's it.
You know what? Focus.
I like that. It's focus. Clarity. I have a dry erase board by my bed. Maybe you should hook us up, that guy.
100%. Yeah.
Maybe we can go good together.
What are you guys doing?
You want to bump dry boards?
He likes
it. Oh, you bring the pin. I got the erase star. Oh,
you guys, this is the startup. I'm Monique LeRae. It is a train wreck with friends and Chef Corey Sauce and Sean Antonio. The epic saw of Los Angeles. Can we just get like the saw of Los Angeles?
Yeah, the saw of Los Angeles. What do you mean the saw? What would you like?
Essay. Saw of Los Angeles.
Saw of Los Angeles. I like
that's
that.
That's you.
That's your I like new book.
That. That's my new book, The Saw of Los Angeles.
Maybe you need a space for entrepreneurs called like Saw of LA.
You know what? It's fun. Yes, because I'm actually, I verbally coach people. I have this thing called verbal vomit, and I'm actually going to kind of flesh it out. So for you guys out there who want to be coached on how to speak properly to manifest what you want, I coach people on the business aspect of how to speak their truth and speak it without any borders or limitations or conversations that are pulling you back into your past. And it's funny because I was talking to a good friend of mine who's actually a notary republic and sells insurance and does all that cool shit. Oh, wow. But he crushes
He'll marry you and divorce you.
Yeah, you guys know him. He's a great human.
Give me your alimony.
But I coach him on how to speak. Like learning, because what happens oftentimes, and I'm sure Dorian, who's on earlier, could attest to this, is learning how to speak your truth into reality and then constantly living in that. So doubt and fear and all that dumb shit that comes up for us and all that insecurity, or I can't have it, or what was me, or my parents got divorced, or my last boyfriend left me. Fuck you. Move on. Put all that shit aside. Yeah. And I have a mantra, and I know myself, and who is it? Mark Manson, who I love. Mark, rock and roll, man. You and I have talked a couple times too, but we have a thing called fuck your feelings. Hashtag fuck your feelings. Yeah, okay. We have feelings.
Gary
we all have
signs
them
up to that.
Oh, he does?
That verbal vomit.
Cool.
As well.
I love it because I feel like our feelings, we allow them to dominate us, and feelings are visiting. They're like visiting tourists in my life. That's how I treat my feelings. Like, hey, Sean, you're sad right now. Kobe Bryant died. Cry for 5 hours, 6 hours, 10 days. Get over it. Like, move on. Celebrate Kobe. Rock and roll, Kobe. Man, crazy,
and
right?
All, everybody
LA is different. Yep. LA is so different, right?
We're a mess right now, we're but we're going to be better.
Horrible, but we're getting better, right? Yeah. So the thing about that is I took the Kobe and I said, all right, I watched all his Mamba mentality stuff. And I was like, all right, what can I take from what he taught, what I'm already teaching, what I know and who I am to impact people that I'm coaching and myself? And that's why I came up with the raising the vibration, lowering the vibration thing, like living in that. So if anything, my personal opinion, no offense to anybody out there that's single, but if you're single, man, just fucking prioritize.
But the main thing, and I love all that you're adding, but I want to know is, in addition to what you just shared, because it is divorce your story, marry your truth. But what is, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like, what is, like, because you divorce the story that you're telling yourself. Yeah. Like you said, mom and dad and all that fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't control what they did.
Nope.
We have a moment.
We've all had our messed up lives. We've all been heartbroken, taken advantage of, hurt. You know, we all have a sob story. All of us. Yeah. None of our lives have ever been perfect.
Right.
But you know what? That should make you a better person.
Grind
that
out.
Means to 100%. Push you into a better human being.
You have to use that, Chef Corey, because when you're asking people to spend their money on you and your brand, you have to be able to receive it.
Yeah.
So if you have blockage around that because of something your parents did.
And you have to be great at it. You have to be great at your brand. Like your brand, you have to believe in it, know it inside out. You have to be responsible for it. You have to be able to answer every question.
Yeah.
And even like when I first started my brand and I didn't know things, I'd say, you know what? I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'll get back to you with an answer.
I don't have the answer, but I will get it for you.
And that's the thing is being to have ownership. Like we were talking about ownership at one time, about owning your shit, all of it, and being accountable for all of it, you know?
And if you mess up, be adult enough to be like, yo,
I messed up.
I fucked up.
Yep.
But I'm going to make it right.
But I
people
apologize.
Don't like saying sorry.
I will not do it again.
It's weird.
And just keep on. But people are so, entitled to, I don't make mistakes. You make the mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Really?
We all do.
Where do they do that at?
People,
not LA,
people
right? Right?
They're a mess. They're a mess. But you're right.
It's accountability. It really is.
Well, so now the psychology of that, because you got to clear all that for business. We agree.
Yeah.
But when you're single and you're trying to make, because like I said, my word this year is balance. Like not being, I don't know if I told you, I was like out with somebody. Yeah, I didn't tell you because I haven't seen you. And I touched this on another show, but I was like, I was out with someone that I was making time for and he was pissed that I was doing emails. And I said, when I walked in the door, I said, listen, I'm all yours in 15 minutes. I have to send over this logo and but I'm here physically and I carved out 2 hours to take a moment. Beautiful. And he was pissed. He's pissed. I was doing an email. He's like, you don't have balance. You're not even good for me as a friend. And I'm like, whoa.
You gave informed him, a precursor. Him and said, I need 15 minutes, but I'm all yours. Give me 15 minutes.
That's it.
You're telling me that if you can't be adult enough and be, hey.
I don't see any
do
Venmo.
Handle it.
I don't see your Venmo coming through from a rent. I got to handle this.
I like that you were responsible like that, Mo. That's huge. I love you. And I know you're my good friend for a long time, but that's really that's balls, like being responsible for saying, hey, you won't have me for 15 minutes, but 2 hours I've carved out for you. I say that often. And David Bianchi, another life coach, badass, who's a great friend of mine, he did that. He's like, Sean, I got 15 minutes for you. I'm like, me too. And we had this 15, we had this 14 minute and 59 second conversation. It was efficient to the point, awesome, and we love each other.
Yeah. What's wrong with respecting it? But I'm saying that to say, you know, I knew to set the boundary so I could get something done, but to respect that he showed up also, but it wasn't good enough. Sometimes it's not going to be good enough. So when you find yourself trying to get a balance of a love life while still having zero time for yourself in scaling up your business, how did you guys do it? How did you find time with your mate? And how did you find time with your mate while scaling up your business?
Please, Corey.
I think it's one of those things where we even talk in the morning, like, hey, in the morning, get up, we're gonna have our coffee, and we're gonna spend a solid hour or two to do this. And it's not, "Hi, baby," and no, it's business partner, business part, let's do it. Yeah. You have to make time for it. You know, we have 24 hours in the day. You're gonna tell me that you can't balance a few hours for your children, a few hours for your family? Like, we have dinner. We all sit down and have dinner together. We might put on a movie or something, but we're together having dinner, talking, conversating, joking, laughing, asking about your day.
Yeah.
And I think that it's important that you have that balance of, okay, now we got to put the hat on. Got to put the business hat on. Now we're going to put the lover hat on.
Yeah.
Now we got to put the family hat on.
And you got to find the right, go ahead.
But you got to find that hat of, like, I'm going to be a selfish. I'm going to be a selfish bitch right now, and it's all about me.
It's not selfish. It's actually balanced. That's
balanced. Selfful. But you have to have that moment, and you have to say, okay, listen, in my 24 hours, I'm going to spend this amount sleeping.
Okay.
I'm going to do this amount for this, that. And you have to balance it
out.
Because if not, then it consumes one side, and then you end up.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, you got 2 minutes to tell me, because I can't believe we ate up this time.
I'll give it to you 1 minute. So mine is simple. Once a month, Alicia and I sit down. Every first of the month, we map out our entire month. We say, all right, what did you want to do this month? What did you want to do this month? We spit it out. Every first of the month, we spit out our goals personally and professionally. We knock it down with our entire schedule. Then we talk about the possible things we want to do. Date night with Corey and Ian. Maybe we'll do it on the 15th, blah, blah, blah. So we talk about it as a structure. Then we also, once a week, check in again. So every Saturday morning, we check in to say, hey, are we still on track? Or is there something new that came up for you or me? Like, is there a social outing or an event you got invited to or something you want to do personally? So we actually check in. So we do that. That's our structure. It's our systems. And we're flexible about it. So we're not attached to it.
I like that.
And that's a system and a structure. And it's been working for us for a while. And we have a daily pie. So we have half-hour intervals. Half hour that we spend. Pie. Daily pie, right? And a daily pie is simple. Daily pie is half-hour intervals for us to take care of ourselves, being self-full. So like half hour is mine to do whatever I want. Half hour is Alicia's, do whichever she wants. Half hour with Viva, engage, no technology. Alicia and Viva, me and Viva. And then half hour family time, no phones.
I love it.
We do that all the time. We've been doing that for about a year now. And the balance that it's creating and connectivity has been amazing.
Put your phones down, people.
Put your phones down.
Put down the Instagram. Put down the Facebook. Ooh. Put your fucking phones down and conversate with the people you are in front of, because you know what?
Yes.
Just like life, tomorrow may never come.
You will not have
coffee tomorrow with that loved one. Because when they walk out that door, you don't know if they're coming back.
Look up.
That's a good balanced life.
If you ever look up the video, Look Up by Gary Turk on YouTube. And it's a 4 minute, 5 minute video about people and their phones.
Yeah. Okay.
And I cry every fucking time.
And I always have I love that you're doing that, because I always have a comeback on that. I was like, well, I make most of my money on my phone, so I have to look
at
my phone.
But that's fine. But when you're having cocktails with the girls, you're having dinner,
be present.
Put that fucking phone down.
We do phone towers. We put phones in the middle and we do phone
that's
towers.
That's cute. I've seen that. Can I see that on your page?
Probably. I started that back in 2008.
Oh, yeah. We used to do that in Mexico. Whoever touches a phone pays the bill.
Ooh.
Oh, you guys,
that's good.
You heard it here first from Chef Corey. We're gonna bring that from Mexico to LA.
We did. Yeah. We put all our phones in it, sit there and vibrate and jiggle and wiggle and every touch your fucking phone.
You guys are amazing. Thank you for being here and bringing wine and tamales and salsa and love and friendship. Woo. And you are actually like the male Abraham Hicks. I fucking rock with Abraham Hicks.
She's rad.
She's dope. She's really rad. Brought me to the next level. You guys, I want to say a special thank you to the sponsors from last night. You know, I had a little Valentine rewind. With some with Lynn Curtin from The Real Housewives. I don't know if I think I invited you guys, but you were busy.
Yes, you did invite me yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday,
and so,
yeah.
And so we had an amazing time. I just want to give a shout out to some of the sponsors that were there. You know, Lynn Curtin at Lynn Curtin Designs on Instagram. We had Nicole Moore from The Love Method. She's a love reader.
Oh, cool.
And we had the Urban Social Network. Actually, it's Real Talk Social Media Network. And that's Greg over there. Thank you so much. Randy the Unicorn was the DJ.
Randy, that's awesome.
He's awesome. Archery Jewelry. Lotha in Bali, thank you for the beautiful jewelry. We're always rocking that. Yeah, Donna Leia had a fashion presentation. Donna Leia, if you need a gown for a red carpet event, she's your lady, and cool. She's out of Miami. She does custom gowns, and they're Ooh, beautiful. And then we have Speaker Thunder, Thunder Speaker from Washington State. He's in the Indian tribe, and he does these amazing paintings. He had something on display. He did a Martin Luther King.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? That's I don't know beautiful. If you guys can see that. I'll probably post that later on Instagram, but he did a cool little Martin Luther King
that's
there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's really so anybody else that I might have missed? I know that we've got Regan Medical First out of Costa Mesa. They're doing a lot of they're doing the O-Shot for orgasms. They're
oh,
doing
cool.
Botox and skincare. And
love it.
Yes.
That's O-Shot a whole other show. Next time in the startup.
Next hour will be.
That was the Ian shot, probably.
I'll let my wife come on and do that one. She'll handle that one.
Absolutely. I'm in. Kix Lover, thank you so much for providing the sweets. And yes, Regan Medical First. If you're looking to get sexual health revamping or Botox or anything, look them up in Costa Mesa. And you can actually reach out to them. They're doing some amazing deals. They're rolling out some new procedures. Thank you again to all, Michael Solberg Family Wines for providing the libations last night. Maria at Regan Spa. I want to give you her number. It's 949-677-7960. I've got something coming up on the 28th of March. It's a gifting suite for fuck cancer.
Oh, wow. Right.
So if you guys want to get the swag bag, reach out to me at Cap Aquarius Media or at Monique Lorray Stinson. And as usual, what will you start up today? See you guys next week.
Ooh, yay. Bye, bye guys. Bye.
Bye.
Look at
you.
Boss.
Really an hour?
50 minutes.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to Ella.